This is Morning Edition from NPR on 89.1 WGLT and WGLT.org. The principal songwriter and lead vocalist for the Bloomington Normal folk rock quintet Sherwood Forest says the group's new EP digs into personal struggles, both internal and with family, friends, and lovers. Clifford Close says the band will give a free concert Saturday night at the Coffee House and Deli in Uptown Normal during a release party for the new EP, Still My Soul.
We kind of wanted this EP to be a sort of calming kind of message, like the inner struggle and everyday conflicts of life, I guess.
It's interesting you mentioned calming, because I don't take this as a calm album. I'm hearing a lot of angst and struggle in this. Well, let's start with the single you put out last year ahead of the album. The song is called Glow. Let's play a little bit of this.
I'm getting sick and tired of leaving.
Okay, so there's basically the first verse, and then you continue, what do I want for me?
What do I want for me?
I want a glow for you to see.
Oh, I want a glow for you to see.
So this song is actually a very personal song, addressing my desire to be better for my family. My family's gone through struggles, and I've always had that, I guess, inner conflict of, you know, is there anything that I can do? What, in what way can I be better for the ones that I love in order to help things out?
No, I gotta change for us.
Have you played this for your family?
I'm not sure if I've been very explicit about it, probably because around the time that I wrote this song, there were some issues being dealt with, and so maybe I didn't want to bring that right out at the moment, but I have no problem with them knowing that now, and I know they've heard the song and they like it. Maybe they've read between the lines, but
Well, they'll won't have to read between the lines if they're listening anymore, right?
Right, yeah.
The name of the song is Glow. It's from the new Sherwood Forest EP, Still My Soul. This is WGLT Sound Ideas. I just want to say for the record, this is a phenomenal EP.
Thank you.
This is really good. And the song Glow itself, it's the obvious single if there was a single from the album. Not that the rest of the songs aren't fantastic. Are you guys giving any thought to touring?
You know, we've...
This is as good. Glow is as good as anything that was out there in 2018. And I'm serious.
Well, thank you. Touring has always been a dream for me, and I'm always open to it, but only when it'll work out for all of us and for the benefit of the band.
Let's move on to the song Infinem. A couple of the lines that jumped out at me, but my heart will not give in. The smile of my enemy is not what I wish to see.
So I wrote this song a long time ago. It was actually part of the Sherwood Forest's first release that we ever did.
Oh.
It was very different. We decided to revamp it. It went from like a folk song to an 80s inspired kind of rock song. Most of my songs are very personal, but there are other songs where I'm actually writing a story. This story is about a soldier, medieval times or something, who has gone off to war, and he's been slain in battle. Basically, the whole song is him mourning the fact that he will not see his beloved, who's all the way at home. And so to answer your question, his enemy who has stabbed him in the heart, I wish I could say that it was metaphorical for something, but not really.
It's like a fantasy thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You were the very best of me.
name of the song, Infinem, on WGLT Sound Ideas, Still My Soul, the new EP from Sherwood Forest. Clifford Close, principal songwriter and one of the band members in the studio with us. Warn is the next song I want to play here.
I swear that I'll try if I have some more time, but we might as well drink some more tea as I sing. I'm still trying to work out the rest.
To my ears, it's sort of a little nod at what we talked about previously, kind of an old Irish jig or maybe a English folk song or something like that. You had to go there, right?
Yeah. I'm very proud of this EP. However, I am very aware that this is a mixture of a lot of different styles. No matter how hard we try, we can never get away from that initial folk sound that we originally started out with. I will say that I was definitely very inspired by some 60s, 70s folk like Bob Dylan, Simon and Garfunkel with this one. In fact, originally what we had in mind was that it was going to be purely acoustic, but to kind of fit it more with the other songs, we added a bit more synth and a few more instrumentations.
I've been trying to work out the rest.
So the name of the song is Warn from the new Sherwood Forest album. Mumford & Sons, Dawes, Jars of Clay, some of the groups that are on your Facebook page's influences, and we've talked about specifically Mumford & Sons and maybe Dawes. Do you feel as you evolve and keep making new music that you are developing your own sound now, or your own sound is becoming more clear?
I think so. Even though, like I said, this EP is definitely a mixture of different sounds, I think we're finally getting to the point where we can write a song and we can be like, oh yeah, this is a Sherwood Forest song.
Well, let's finish with Sarcasms.
Yeah.
Really cool song. Lyrically, the writer is deeply ambivalent about a relationship with someone they respect deeply.
I wrote this song, it was kind of built out of frustrations that I've had with relationships with people and with communicating with people. I mean, it's literally in the title, Sarcasms, how it can be difficult when, especially with people that feel very strongly about in my life, and like every interaction is just some sort of like sarcastic conversation or whatever. But deep down inside, I'm like, oh no, I want to have like genuine conversation here. I want to say how I really feel, and I want you to say how you really feel. I guess that's always sort of been like a defense mechanism.
I guess it's some kind of phantasm to dream of holding your chin. Let's dispense with all kinds of sarcasms, considering the state that I'm in. Nothing's like the truth from your mouth.
Well, and the other part of the song is toward the end when it kicks into another gear. It's almost like you've got a chorus.
Yeah.
And musically it kicks up a notch. This is just cool.
Well, I guess when I recorded the original demo to play for the guys, I always knew I wanted the song to like end with a bang. I've always been a fan of climactic endings. We did some gang vocals and we had some heavy electric guitar in there that wasn't really in there previously in the song, and all of a sudden it just comes out of nowhere. I knew I also wanted some strings, but none of us play violin or anything, but Nick Statina connected us with Jinty McTavish, shout out. She did all the string parts on her own. She just layered everything to just sound like an orchestra. It gives me chills almost every time that I listen to it.
Well, I was cheering at the end of the song. And I'm like, yes! Well, Clifford Close, it's great to talk to you about the new EP. It's called Still My Soul from Sherwood Forest. Congrats on a great album.
Thank you. Thank you very much.